You can do this without much labor. You can make graham gruel. If the graham flour is too coarse, sift it, and while the gruel is hot, add milk. This will make a most palatable and healthful dish for the campground. And if your bread is dry, crumb it into the gruel, and it will be enjoyed. I do not approve of eating much cold food, for the reason that the vitality must be drawn from the system to warm the food until it becomes of the same temperature as the stomach before the work of digestion can be carried on. Another very simple yet wholesome dish, is beans boiled or baked. Dilute a portion of them with water, add milk or cream, and make a broth. The bread can be used as in graham gruel. Selling candies, ice cream, etc., on campground -529, 530. Needless cooking and preparing for camp meeting -57, CD 86.2, the picnic lunch, 1867, 1T514, 1-5. Let several families living in a city or village unite and leave the occupations which have taxed them physically and mentally, and make an excursion into the country, to the side of a fine lake, or to a nice grove, where the scenery of nature is beautiful. They should provide themselves with 87 plain, hygienic food, the very best fruits and grains, and spread their table under the shade of some tree or under the canopy of heaven. The ride, the exercise, and the scenery will quicken the appetite, and they can enjoy a repast which kings might envy. Avoid excess in cooking -793, advice to sedentary workers -225, simplicity in Sabbath dietary -56, CD 86.3, letter 135, 1902-126. Let those who advocate health reform strive earnestly to make it all that they claim it is. Let them discard everything detrimental to health. Use simple, wholesome food. Fruit is excellent, and saves much cooking. Discard rich pastries, cakes, desserts, and the other dishes prepared to tempt the appetite. Eat fewer kinds of food at one meal, and eat with thanksgiving. CD 87.1, Simplicity in Entertaining, 1900, 63-45, 1-7. Christ has given in his own life a lesson of hospitality. When surrounded by the hungry multitude beside the sea, he did not send them unrefreshed to their homes. He said to his disciples, "Give ye them to eat." Matt 14:16. And by an act of creative power he supplied food sufficient to satisfy their need. Yet how simple was the food provided. There were no luxuries. He who had all the resources of heaven at his command could have spread for the people a rich repast. But he supplied only that which would suffice for their need, that which was the daily food of the fisher folk about the sea. CD 87.2, if men were today simple in their habits, living in harmony with nature's laws, there would be an abundant supply for all the needs of the human family. There would be fewer imaginary wants, and more opportunity to work in God's ways. Christ did not seek to attract men to him by gratifying the desire for a luxury. The simple fare he provided was an assurance not only of his power but of his love, of his tender care for them in the common needs of life. 88, CD 87.3, 1865, H2L, Chapter 1, 54, 55, 128. Men and women who profess to be followers of Christ, are often slaves to fashion, and to a gluttonous appetite. Preparatory to fashionable gatherings, time and strength, which should be devoted to higher and nobler purposes, are expended in cooking a variety of unwholesome dishes. Because it is fashion, many who have poor and dependent upon their daily labor, will be to the expense of preparing different kinds of rich cakes, preserves, pies, and a variety of fashionable food for visitors, which only injure those who partake of them, when, at the same time they need the amount thus expended, to purchase clothing for themselves and children. This time occupied in cooking food to gratify the taste at the expense of the stomach should be devoted to the moral and religious instruction of their children. CD 88.1, Fashionable visiting is made an occasion of gluttony. Hurtful food and drinks are partaken of in such a measure as to greatly tax the organs of digestion. The vital forces are called into unnecessary action in the disposal of it, which produces exhaustion, and greatly disturbs the circulation of the blood, and, as a result, want of vital energy is felt throughout the system. The blessings which might result from social visiting are often lost for the reason that your entertainer, instead of being profited by your conversation, is dwelling over the cook stove, preparing a variety of dishes for you to feast upon. Christian men and women should never permit their influence to countenance such a course by eating of the dainty sauce prepared. Let them understand that your object in visiting them is not to indulge the appetite, but that your associating together, and interchange of thoughts and feelings, might be a mutual blessing. The conversation should be of that elevated, ennobling character which could afterward be called to remembrance with feelings of the highest pleasure. CD 88.2, 1865, H2L, Chapter 1, 55, 56, 129. Those who entertain visitors should have wholesome, nutritious food, from fruits, grains, and vegetables, prepared in a simple, tasteful manner. Such cooking will require but little extra labor or expense, and, partaken of in 89 moderate quantities, will not injure anyone. If worldlings choose to sacrifice time, money, and health, to gratify the appetite, let them do so, and pay the penalty of the violation of the laws of health. But Christians should take their position in regard to these things, and exert their influence in the right direction. They can do much in reforming these fashionable, health and soul-destroying customs. Example of Christians at their table or help to those weak in self-control, negative 354. Elaborate feasts a burden and an injury, negative 214. Effect of elaborate entertaining upon one's own children and family, negative 348. Sin of spare diet for family, and excess for visitors, negative 284. A simple diet best for children, negative 349, 356, 357, 360, 365. Simplicity in preparation of health foods, negative 399, 400, 401, 402, 403, 404, 405, 407, 410, CD 88.3, ready for the unexpected guest, 1905, MH322-130. Some householders stint the family table in order to provide expensive entertainment for visitors. This is unwise. In the entertainment of guests there should be greater simplicity. Let the needs of the family have first attention. CD 89.1, unwise economy and artificial customs often prevent the exercise of hospitality where it is needed and would be a blessing. The regular supply of food for our tables should be such that the unexpected guest can be made welcome without burdening the housewife to make extra preparation. E.G. White's Practice-No Extra Cooking for Visitors, Appendix 1:8, Simple Food Served in the White Home-Appendix I:1, 13, 14, 15. The menu to be varied from meal to meal and prepared with nicety, negative 320, CD 89.2, think less about temporal food, letter 73, 1896, 131. We must be constantly meditating upon the word, eating it, digesting it, and by practice, assimilating it, so that it is taken into the life current. He who feeds on Christ daily will by his example teach others to think less about 90 which they eat, and to feel much greater anxiety for the food they give to the soul. CD 89.3, the true fasting which should be recommended to all, is abstinence from every stimulating kind of food, and the proper use of wholesome, simple food, which God has provided in abundance. Men need to think less about what they shall eat and drink, of temporal food, and much more in regard to the food from heaven, that will give tone and vitality to the whole religious experience. CD 90.1, Reforming Influence of the Simple Life, 1882, 5T206-132. Should we dress in plain, modest apparel without reference to the fashions? Should our tables at all times be set with simple, healthful food, avoiding all luxuries, all extravagance? Should our houses be built with becoming plainness, and furnished in the same manner, it would show the sanctifying power of the truth, and would have a telling influence upon unbelievers. But while we conform to the world in these matters, in some cases apparently seeking to excel worldlings in fanciful arrangement, the preaching of the truth will have but little or no effect. Who will believe the solemn truth for this time, when those who already profess to believe it contradict their faith by their works? It is not God who has closed the windows of heaven to us, but it is our own conformity to the customs and practices of the world. CD 90.2, 1905, MH 47133. It was by a miracle of divine power that Christ fed the multitude, yet how humble was the fare provided, only the fishes and barley loaves that were the daily fare of the fisher folk of Galilee. CD 90.3, Christ could have spread for the people a rich repast, but food prepared merely for the gratification of appetite would have conveyed no lesson for their good. Through this miracle Christ desired to teach a lesson of simplicity. If men today were simple in their habits, living in harmony with nature's laws, as did Adam and Eve in the beginning, their 91 would be an abundant supply for the needs of the human family. But selfishness and the indulgence of appetite have brought sin and misery, from excess on the one hand, and from want on the other. CD 90.4, 1875, 3T401, 134. If professed Christians would use less of their wealth in adorning the body and in beautifying their own houses, and would consume less in extravagant health-destroying luxuries upon their tables, they could place much larger sums in the treasury of God. They would thus imitate their Redeemer, who left heaven, his riches, and his glory, and for our sakes became poor, that we might have eternal riches. CD 91.1, Part inadequate diet not a matter of indifference, CTBH 49, 50, 1890, CH 118, 135. Because it is wrong to eat merely to gratify perverted taste, it does not follow that we should be indifferent in regard to our food. It is a matter of the highest importance. No one should adopt an impoverished diet. Many are debilitated from disease, and need nourishing, well-cooked food. Health reformers, above all others, should be careful to avoid extremes. The body must have sufficient nourishment. The God who gives his beloved sleep has furnished them also suitable food to sustain the physical system in a healthy condition. CD 91.2, 1905, MH 271, 136. In order to have good health, we must have good blood, for the blood is the current of life. It repairs waste, and nourishes the body. When supplied with the proper food elements and when cleansed and vitalized by contact with pure air, it carries life and vigor to every part of the system. The more perfect the circulation, the better will this work be accomplished. Relation of adequate diet to soundness of mind, negative 314. Relation of adequate diet to sound spiritual experience, 324. Per 492, CD 91.3, God's Bountiful Provision, CTBH 47, 1890, CH 114, 115, 137. God has furnished man with abundant means for the gratification of an imperverted appetite. He has spread before him the products of the earth, a bountiful variety of food that is palatable to the taste and nutritious to the system. Of these our benevolent Heavenly Father says we may freely eat. Fruits, grains, and vegetables, prepared in a simple way, free from spice and grease of all kinds, make, with milk or cream, the most healthful diet. They impart nourishment to the body, and give a power of endurance and a vigor of intellect that are not produced by a stimulating diet. CD 92.1, MS 27, 1906, 138. In grains, fruits, vegetables, and nuts are to be found all the food elements that we need. If we will come to the Lord in simplicity of mind, He will teach us how to prepare wholesome food free from the taint of flesh meat. CD 92.2, An Impoverished Diet Discredits Health Reform, Letter 135, 1902-139. Some of our people conscientiously abstain from eating improper food, and at the same time neglect to eat the food that would supply the elements necessary for the proper sustenance of the body. Let us never bear testimony against health reform by failing to use wholesome, palatable food in place of the harmful articles of diet that we have discarded. Much tact and discretion should be employed in preparing nourishing food to take the place of that which has constituted the diet of many families. This effort requires faith in God, earnestness of purpose, and a willingness to help one another. A diet lacking in the proper elements of nutrition brings reproach upon the cause of health reform. We are mortal, and must supply ourselves with food that will give proper sustenance to the body. An impoverished diet not recommended. Negative 315, 317, 318, 388. An impoverished diet, the result of extreme views. Negative 316. Guarding against impoverished diet when discarding flesh meat. Negative 320, 816, 93, CD 92.3. Spiritual experience not deepened by impoverished diet. Negative 323. Instance of members of a family perishing for a lack of simple, nourishing food. Negative 329, CTBH 58, 1890, CH 155, 156, 140. Investigate your habits of diet. Study from cause to effect.